Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Okay, I'm talking about something pretty deep on today's show, and it's going to hit some of you rather hard, and for some of you, you're going to say, it's not a big deal to me, but some of you out there are going to begin to, think about things. So I'm asking you today, are you addicted to your cell phone? Interesting. Yeah, I asked you, are you addicted to your cell phone? I mean, many of us never really think about this type of thing. We never think about being addicted to cell phones. It's something we haven't thought about. But, you know, in the recent years, the iPhones and the Androids and all those smartphones have really changed the way we use a phone, right? It's not just about calling. It's really far from actually calling people anymore. It's quite the opposite. It's about texting and Facebook and social media and instant messaging and all the stuff that we can do just right holding something in the palm of our hand. It's an interesting phenomenon. You know, 90% of adults in America own a cell phone. 90%. Okay, that's probably what you'd think about average. And while this may not be a problem as far as addiction for many people, but some people develop an addiction to their cell phones or mobile devices, their smartphones, okay? And it's interesting because the cell phones are constantly being improved. The functionality is constantly being expanded. There's so many more things that you can do that you couldn't do before. Yeah, back in the day, remember when you had a phone and it was primarily used to do what? To call people, right? To call people. And you could occasionally text message, but it took a lot of work because each number, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, had like three letters attached to it. A, B, C, D, E, F. You remember that? And you would have to toggle between those numbers to go through the letters to actually make a sentence. And I got really good at it, you know, because I was at the ripe age of really quickly being able to do that very quickly and very fast with my one finger approach to texting. However, that's what our phones were used for back in the day. Now, our phones are used for a lot more things. There's a lot of things that go into our cell phone. There's a lot of apps. There's games. There's all kinds of things in between that have us on that cell phone. And it has us on the cell phone for large amounts of time. There was a recent study that 67% of smartphone owners have admitted to checking their phone for calls or messages when the phone did not vibrate and the phone did not ring. And FYI, this is a major sign of cell phone dependence. And it really needs to serve as a warning to cell phone owners because I think a lot of times we don't realize that. We kind of think it's funny. You know, one of the things that I find interesting is that when I wake up in the morning, I feel like I'm hearing my phone ring. Okay, I don't know about you, but I feel like my phone's ringing. It's not ringing. It's in my head. I mean, that phone rings so much that I hear the ringing of my phone when it's not even ringing. Some of you that I've spoken with, and you know who you are, when you have your phone in your pocket, you actually feel like it's vibrating when it's not. Very interesting phenomena. And it's interesting the fact that we are checking our phones even when they're not ringing, even when the phone's not ringing, even if there's not a text, even when there's not a vibrate, we're still checking it. And this is definitely a major sign of dependence upon our cell phone. I find it interesting because according to the DSM-5, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, the fifth edition, and I'm looking at it right now, it's got a purple cover. I have it right here on my desk. It's not in there yet. Cell phone addiction is not listed yet. Okay? And research has compared cell phone addiction pretty similar to gambling addiction, which has a clear diagnosis and a clear diagnosis criteria, which is listed in the DSM-5. And so I find this very interesting that it's not listed yet. I definitely think that it's going to appear sooner than later, and it's definitely something that we need to work through. It's something that we, first off, though, need to be aware that we actually have it or could possess the indicators and the criterion for having cell phone dependency. You know, I think it's interesting because we want to look at various symptoms and signs, because there's certain signs and symptoms that comprise what I consider a criterion for cell phone addiction. Okay. And the possible problematic cell phone overuse and how this can cause harm in an individual's life. Now, will it kill somebody? Probably not. But you know what? Maybe so. We're paying so much attention to our phones, oftentimes we're not paying attention in traffic. I mean, you can catch yourself in huge, busy rush hour traffic. And I don't know about you, but I've done it before. You look down and you're checking a text message. I mean, what in the heck are we thinking? And so cell phone addiction actually probably can cause death. And we really need to look at this and acknowledge it in the fact that, you know, this is something that we haven't really looked at. It's something we really haven't acknowledged, but it's something that's very real for many of us. Because I believe that cell phone addiction and cell phone dependency can really get us out of living our true life. It can really take us off target from living our true life. We begin to not live truly to ourselves. Instead, we have our phone and we're using that. And sometimes we're using that as a barrier from discussion. Okay, and what I mean by that is sometimes we're meeting with people in public, in person, we're having a conversation, but we go to our cell phone almost like a security blanket, or we use our cell phone as kind of a manipulation tactic, or we use our cell phone so we don't have to listen or we don't have to engage, or we're connected with that cell phone and we're looking at talking to other people that aren't in the room, even though there are people right in front of us that we should be conversating with, you know, having a conversation, having a deep discussion, working on stuff or friendship, but we're not focusing on that because we're too busy focusing on the people who are texting us on the phone. And so it's very interesting. It's very interesting. And so I think we need to begin with looking at the symptoms based on one of the first criterion, which is a need to use the cell phone more and more often in order to achieve the same desired effects. Okay, so I don't know about you, but I've recently began to realize that I think I'm spending more and more time on the cell phone. And I've definitely worked to slow that down. I think maybe last year I was on the cell phone way more than I am this year. But I find myself, even when I get off a call, because there's so many calls and so many texts, I find that I stay on it instead of taking a break or instead of really breathing or focusing. I find myself back on that phone, paying attention to that phone. And I'm almost out of living my life. I'm almost on the sidelines of life because life is still going. But I'm what? I'm got my head in the phone. And I've had it sometimes where I'm traveling or I'm flying or I'm doing something and I catch myself literally being on that phone the entire time. And that addiction to that phone. And I don't know about you, but if you've ever been on a long flight and the flight lands, and you know how everybody turns on their phone like immediately within the first few seconds of them, you know, landing the plane. All of us are turning on our phone like we're putting our lifeline back on, like we're turning the life, you know, in our back on that switch, you know, and you hear ding, 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 ding. You know, I do that. I used to turn my my ringer up really loud just to prove that I had probably more calls than other people. Yeah, that's pretty messed up. Anyway, so yeah. So here we go. You know, we get addicted to that. We got to turn it back on. We're addicted to how many dings we have. I mean, it is very similar to gambling in a way, especially if you're using like a slot machine or a video type slot machine of some sort, or, you know, a game machine with all those sounds and the bells and the whistles and the dings and it sounds like the payout and stuff. It's almost like it sounds like when you're at the ATM machine. And I think they really devised that to sound like you're winning in Vegas, you know, because it makes you feel better about taking all that money out, right? It's like you won something even though you're like, you know, zeroing out your account. I mean, think about it. Go to the ATM machine in the next couple of days at your bank and do it and get some money out and listen to it. Ding, ding. You know, it'll give you that sound like you've had some sort of payout when in reality you've just what? You've just taken money out of your account. And so I think the sounds, the bells and whistles, the rings, the tones, all this stuff becomes addictive to us, and it is addictive dependent behavior on our cell phone based on the process of feeling more connected. Right. And that need to use a cell phone more and more to achieve the same results is connected to any sort of addiction. Any sort of addiction is like that. With drugs or alcohol, they need to have more alcohol, have more drugs. They need to have more gambling, more cigarettes, whatever that, more food, whatever that addiction is. It's about more. It's about needing more to achieve the same effects. Like that same high doesn't happen with that little bit. You gotta kind of raise the amount. You gotta raise the ante to get what you had last time. When I return, I'll be talking more about cell phone dependency and addiction and ways to know that you might be addicted as well. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Your old dog got a hitch in their giddy up. They may be suffering from inflammation and joint pain. Help them out and give them all natural Precious Paws. It's vet approved and has no dangerous side effects. Get nature's most powerful blend in one beef flavored tablet. It's available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com. That's PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you looking for a new show to watch? Love seeing celebrities talk about their real life stuff instead of just hearing like popcorn questions about how much money they made at the box office last year? Don't you like to actually hear real conversations and see your celebrities really talking about real hard-hitting issues? Look no further. The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon Prime. Just search for The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon. If you're not an Amazon Prime member, you can take a 30-day trial and watch the show for free. The Celebrity Perspective with Ashley Burgess on Amazon Prime.
Congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
And jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Liturgy True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm asking you a question. Are you addicted to your cell phone? You know, 90% of Americans have cell phones, and 67% of smartphone owners have admitted to checking their phone for calls and messages with their phone when the phone did not even vibrate or ring. So we're over there checking our phones, even when it's not ringing or vibrating. What does that say to you? Okay. That to me is a telltale sign that things have gotten out of hand. Okay. And so let's begin talking more about the signs and symptoms. So at least four of the following signs and symptoms that I'm going to talk about are thought to comprise the criterion for cell phone addiction, and the problematic cell phone overuse actually does cause significant harm in an individual life. And right before the break, I had mentioned that there's a need to use a cell phone more and more in order to achieve the same desired results. And that's like any addiction, like any sort of addiction, whether it's a food addiction to eat more, whether it's an alcohol addiction to drink more, whether it's a drug addiction to take more drugs, to do more drugs, whether it's gambling to gamble more. See, I mean, it's more, and it takes more to get that high. It takes more to get that fix. And if you don't think that cell phones have the potential of being addictive, well, I have another thing for you, because it is. It's extremely addictive. Yeah, it's very addictive. And when you think about it, a lot of times we overlook it. You know, another sign or symptom is persistent failed attempts to use cell phone less often. So we're trying to use the cell phone less often. We're trying to do that. We're trying to implement a new plan, but it's hard. And it seems that our attempts to do so are thwarted by our addiction to the phone, picking it up, holding it, using it. I mean, when was the last time you were at a meeting and one of your coworkers thought it was funny to take your phone and hide it? How did you feel about that when you came back and you were all sitting at the conference table and you come back from the bathroom and your phone was there and now it's gone? Now it is gone. Oh my God, where's the phone? And you look at everybody and you're already freaking out because you're thinking, maybe I left it in the bathroom. Oh my gosh. I mean, have you seen people, and I've been one of those people where you misplace your phone or somebody takes it and you freak out. Like you literally have a meltdown. Okay, and it's funny because it's all over this phone. I mean, you know, you freak out, you're looking everywhere, you're checking everything out, and somebody looks at you and goes, here, man, I'm just kidding with you. And you're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to be okay. Okay, just give me a second. Why'd you do that? You know? And everybody thinks it's really funny because you look completely deranged. However, most people fit that description. Okay, it's like we're trying to use it less often, but we are full on addicted. When it is gone and we can't find it, we freak out. You know, another thing is that we have a preoccupation with smartphone use. So we are preoccupied with it. It's like it takes up our time. It's like when you see, you know, the family's out to dinner and they're hanging out and they're sitting at the table and they have these youngsters. And in order to occupy the youngsters' time, what are they doing? They hand them the the iPad or whatever to play a game or to do something. And some of those games are very educational and they can help. But I think to some degree, too, we're teaching our kids about this addiction. It's like we're bringing them in on it in the very beginning. Okay, it's like I've seen kids at the age of two that when you try to take their iPad, it's like it's like crazy. It's like we're gonna have a situation here, you know, because they're so addicted to it. And I think that because we are addicted to it as a society, we don't see what we're doing. Okay, it's like back with the TV. Remember back in the day when everybody watched TV all the time? You remember when you go to some people's houses and they had a TV in every room? Okay, like you walk in and there's a TV in like the dining room, there's a TV in the living room, there's like a TV in the kitchen in case you need to watch it while you're standing there cooking. They always said that it was because they liked to cook and they liked cooking shows, but nah, it's not really. There was, you know, a TV in the bathroom behind like the mirror that would, like the mirror would kind of fade out and you'd see the TV. There's a TV in the bedroom. I mean, some people have TVs in the bathroom, for God's sakes, okay? And it's like we had that addictive personality to TV. People having them in their car, right? Yeah, they said it was for the kids, but was it really? I don't know. But the thing is that we got really addicted to TV, and I think we've actually split the difference on the addiction to TV, and we've moved it over cell phone addiction, our smartphone addiction. Because why? Because we can carry them with us. Because it's our best and most important accessory. It is literally the most important accessory we have. It's the one thing. I mean, that's the one thing that when you leave the house, if that's not in your pocket or that's not in your purse, you rush back, haul butt all the way back to the house. You jump out of the car. You run in the house frantic looking for the phone. I mean, if you leave other things like, you know, I left my credit card. I get a coworker to buy lunch for me. I left that book. No big deal. I left my jacket. I might have another one at the office. Oh, well, who cares? But when it comes to the cell phone, or the cell phone charger, both of those things go hand in hand. I mean, we have to make the turnaround. We have to hurry back. You know, we got to be like a race car driver to get back to the house to get it or find it and go back to the office. And so we have this preoccupation with it. I mean, it runs our life. When was the last time your phone ran out of juice and no charger? Can you remember the last time that happened? Phone ran out of use, no charger. Okay, you know, usually in the worst of times. How did you act at that moment? Did you feel like a sense of urgency? Was there a sense of anxiety? Did your heart rate go up a little bit? Oh gosh, okay. I don't have a charger, my phone just ran out of juice. This isn't good, this is not good, this is not good, this is really not good. What am I going to do? And you look everywhere for that charger. Can you have a charger? You have a charger? I mean, you're asking everybody. It doesn't matter. All of a sudden, all barriers are broken. You know, the idea of not wanting to talk to your fellow man goes away when you don't have a charger. You have a charger? You might have a charger. You have a charger I can borrow. Anybody have a charger? You might have a rapid charger. You might have... Seriously. I mean, watch people at the airport next time you're there. I mean, you got everybody sitting around, you know, they're sitting on the floor. They got their phones plugged into the outlet. They're sitting next to the outlet. I mean, when did you ever believe that the highest, most important, most expensive real estate in a public place would be next to the outlet? There you go. Things have changed. And why is that? Because we are so addicted. And the fact that we want to defend our phone and make sure nobody steals it. And so there's this process of addiction and not want anybody to steal it. So I'm going to sit here on this cold, dirty floor in the corner over here at the airport next to an electrical outlet because my phone is dying. And some of you do this even without the phone dying. You're at 75%. You're still plugged in. I got to get that whole 100%. I'm going to need it. I mean, you know. I don't want to get down past 20%. I mean, to past 20%, we're in a whole other area. It's like when your gas tank goes to zero and you go, ooh, that's the 20%. Okay, you know, you still got 30 more miles, you know. But, I mean, in cell phone language, that's like the end of your life. Oh, my God. I got 20%. I better watch this. I better hold on to this because this could be it. This could be it. I might have the most important call of my life, and I can't take it because I'm down to 20%. And so what I'm saying here is, you know, when you see people sitting there and doing this, we've realized that we have now moved into another time in our life where the cell phone is actually running our life. Okay. And so we're preoccupied with everything cell phone-ish, you know, whether it's the charging of it, whether it's the buying of the products or the applications or this or that. It's all this stuff that wraps around the cell phone, the case, the glass protection. We don't want to have anything happen to it. I mean, how many people you see are constantly cleaning their phone? They got one of those little, you know, those like little glass cleaners like that you use for like your glasses, like your prescription eyeglasses or your sunglasses. And they're constantly cleaning that phone. I mean, like that's like their pastime. Every time you see them, they're cleaning the screen. You know, they're, you know, and you're just like, oh, mom. I mean, they take a lot of time, you know, cleaning that phone because it's like, you know, my precious, my pretty. You know, like Lord of the Rings all over again with the ring to rule us all. That's what this has become. I mean, over there, like, my precious, you know, like cleaning it off and, you know, doing, I mean, it's like, come on, it's a phone for God's sakes. I mean, but for some people, it is attached to the hip. And, you know, I remember I went through a period of time when if anybody would joke around and hide my phone, I would lose it. I mean, not like, you know, go crazy, but I would be like, where's my phone? And I got really angry at people for doing that because, you know, I didn't like that. But the thing was is that I was addicted. I mean, if somebody was to grab my notebook or something, it wouldn't be a big deal. But when it comes to the phone, it's like, no, you got to give that back. That's not funny. And I think many of us are going through this process. And when I return, I'll be talking more about the criterion. I'm going to be talking more about the symptoms and signs that you might want to be aware of because you may be addicted to your cell phone. If you haven't already, check out my website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Check out the latest podcasts and the latest blogs. And also, don't forget my YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and put in Ashley Burgess. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm asking a question, a big question. Are you addicted to your cell phone? Are you addicted to your smartphone? For many of you, that phone is in one of your hands right now. For many of you, that phone does not leave your side. And for some of you, that phone actually is in bed with you when you go to bed at night. And you're not doing some sort of sleep study. Okay? I know it. I've been on all sides of this addiction. I was full on addicted to my cell phone, I would say like 7 years ago. You know, where I slept with it. It slept in the bed with me. It was underneath my pillow. Okay, full disclosure. Underneath my pillow. Yeah, was it a good idea? No. Is it good for your sleep? No. Is it good for you logistically? No. No. Like, I don't even know why we have it on at night. I mean, I get it if you have like a loved one or family member who's going through an extreme health issue and you're fearful that they might pass or they might fall or something. I get that. But there's ways of silencing our phones so that on the second call of that, it will ring through. Many of us don't use that, though, because we need any reason. We want any reason to look at our phone. Well, it could be important. That could be an emergency. Oh, don't know that number. I'm interested. Who's calling me? Right? Yeah, exactly. And these are the things that really lead us to this cell phone addiction. Right before the break, I was talking about the preoccupation with cell phone use. And, you know, I was talking about when you're like sitting there when the prime real estate in a public place becomes the electrical outlet next to the floor that probably hasn't been swept in 2 years. But that's where we're at, and that's where we sit, because that is the prime location. You know, it's interesting because when you look at the signs and symptoms of cell phone addiction, it's pretty clear, and it's like any other addiction. One sign that you may be addicted is that you turn to your cell phone when experiencing unwanted feelings such as anxiety or depression. I mean, it's like a crutch, right? Anxiety or depression, we look for this, we go to our phone, huh? Let's see who's texting us. Let's see who's calling us. Let's see if anybody's left us a message on Facebook. Maybe somebody's retweeted my tweet. Maybe somebody's saying hi on the WhatsApp app. Interesting. Think about it. Maybe somebody liked my picture on Instagram. And you go to it because it gives you a high. All of a sudden you get out of that, you know, that depression or that anxiety, and you're feeling good because you see 20 people have liked my picture on Instagram. Oh. Nice. You know what? Maybe I'll post up another one. Yeah, I don't want to post too many, but I might post another one. And that's what's happening is that it's not just about phone calls and texting and email, and it's about Facebooking and Twitter and Instagram and WhatsApp and games with friends and all this stuff going on. I mean, there's so many different options and so many different things that we can do with that cell phone, that smartphone, that really leads us to using it when we need a pick-me-up. And I really do believe that it physiologically changes us to some degree. And I'll talk about that later. But when we turn to that cell phone, it's like turning to that security blanket. It's like turning to that thing that, you know, that takes us out of our life, that kind of takes us out of our life. And we go into kind of another, like, a technological life. And we're inside of that, and, you know, we're feeling good, warm, and fuzzy, but then we got to go back to our own reality. And I find that, you know, another symptom and sign that we have dependency is excessive use characterized by a loss of time, the loss of sense of time. When was the last time you were on the phone, checking your social media, doing your stuff on your smartphone, and you didn't realize but 2 hours went by? For some of you, 3 hours, 4 hours, 7 hours? I mean, think about it. When was the last time you were on your cell phone and hours went by and you're like, oh my God, it's midnight? Okay? And that's a big sign that there is excessive use. There's a big sign that we have dependency because we're losing hours, not minutes, hours of our day on this phone. And I find that very, very interesting because I find that the phone can really take us off target. The phone can actually make us lose sense of time and space, right? Like you forget where you are and you forget what time it is. I mean, I've gotten into that where I'm just focusing on the phone, focusing on the phone, focusing on the phone, focusing on the phone. And it's like, oh, you know, and I look down, I'm like, oh my gosh, what time is it? My eyes feel like they're hurting and pounding. And now I feel more wide awake than I did before because I've been on that phone. You know, that's one of the things you want to not do is you want to not be on that phone at night when you're trying to go to bed. One thing, no matter if you're a full-on addict to your phone, is to really, before you go to bed, is to not bring that phone into bed, not look at that phone, not look at that iPad, because it keeps you awake. I think it actually will jack you up, especially with the coloring. Even if you have a warm glow on your phone, I think just the technology base of it, I think it'll keep you awake. I feel like even holding my phone sometimes, like, can keep you, like, jacked up to some degree. You know, I don't know if it's radiation or whatever, but you know what? It can keep you jacked up. And it's like, you know, really focusing on the fact that we got to be doing things for our well-being. And excessively using anything or excessively doing anything, it doesn't matter if it's a phone. It doesn't matter. You could be excessively mowing the lawn 5 hours a day. That's not good. Okay? That's not good. You could be working out at the gym for 6 hours a day. That's not good either. You see what I'm saying? Excessively doing anything is not good. Everything needs to be done, and some things don't need to be done at all, but everything needs to be done in moderation. And when we moderate ourselves, we have a more healthy, more well-rounded well-being. We're more well-rounded. It's just better for all concerned. Okay, it's just better for all concerned. It's better for us. And we use our time wisely. We use our time and energy wisely, right? And we're also able to do many different things instead of getting stuck in just that process and looking back and saying, man, I really missed out on a lot of stuff. I really, really missed out on getting things done that I needed to do. You know, another sign and characteristic that you might have dependency or addiction to cell phone, your cell phone and cell phone use, is that the use of the cell phone has put a relationship or a job at risk due to the excessive smartphone use. Okay, I have a question for you. When was the last time you went to a store, a restaurant, a grocery store, and you used the public bathroom there, and you saw one of the employees go in there, and you know they've been there for a long time, and they're just sitting on the pot looking on their cell phone? I mean, think about what we've done with our lives now. We're sitting on the ground, plugged into an electrical outlet on a ground in the middle of nowhere just so we have power, okay? Now we're sitting on the toilet in a public bathroom, hiding out from the boss so that we can use a phone, okay? And I get it. Sometimes you got to make a call, and you know, and there's issues, and people, you know, there's somebody that's, you know, going to crack the whip on everybody, which is a little excessive, right? I get it. But we've gotten to the point where we actually risk our jobs. We've gotten to the point where we'll actually risk relationships. I mean, how many of you out there are married, and your spouse is like, "Hey, honey, you think we can talk a little bit?" While we're at dinner, or are you going to look at your cell phone the whole time? I just don't even know why I'm here because we're not even having a conversation. How many couples have you seen out? They're both on their cell phone. I think it's funny when you go on vacation somewhere and you see couples sitting around, you know, because they get the Wi-Fi. They got to get the Wi-Fi. Especially, you know, when you're out of the country or Mexico. They got to get the Wi-Fi. So they're sitting in that one room in the lobby of the hotel or whatever with the Wi-Fi. Okay, and they both got their iPads going, and neither one of them know that the other one's even there. They know they're there. Have they spoken to them? No. Have they made any eye contact? Heck no. It's Wi-Fi, baby. It's the Wi-Fi. don't get in the way of my Wi-Fi because it's rolling, baby. It's rolling right now. It's been slow for the last week on this trip. And right now I got emails going out. I got texts going out. I'm making comments on Facebook. I mean, come on. I just got to post a picture of us deep sea fishing. That was a big deal. Come on. Upload it. No, not again. You know, and you haven't even made eye contact with your significant other. I mean, some of you, you're doing it at the same time, so it doesn't matter. Both of you are in it to win it. You're both on that cell phone. You're both on that iPad. But some of you are married to people that would love to see your eyes. They would love to talk with you. They'd love to have a conversation. And they just don't feel like they're getting anywhere. And that's when it gets in the way of our relationships, right? It gets in the way of our relationships. It causes strain. It causes stress. And that's a big deal. That's a huge deal. And we don't even think about it. I mean, when was the last time your spouse was talking to you, you know, saying something sweet or asking you about your day, and you had your head in your smartphone? Huh? What'd you say? You know, they say something, you're like, what was that? Okay, yeah, okay. They're like, do you even know what I said? Could you repeat it? And I've done that. See, that's why I know these things, because I've done it myself. When I return, I'll be talking more about the signs and symptoms of cell phone addictions, and I will offer some tips and tricks on how to moderate yourself. Stay tuned. Live your true life perspectives. We'll be back in two shakes.
Help your aging dog regain their flexibility and mobility they had when they were young. Give them all-natural Precious Paws hip and joint relief to reduce inflammation and feel better with no dangerous side effects. Works for working dogs and injured dogs, too. It's vet-approved and available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you dealing with a spouse who you suspect or has been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder? Are you unsure of what to do and feel as though you're walking on broken glass? Need direction to proceed with your life? I specialize in working with BPD and the victims of it. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, and send me a message. I'll respond within 24 hours, and we'll set up our first session together so that you can get some true and authentic perspective.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show Invent Help client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose Invent Help to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are Invent Help.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Be safe and sound.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been asking the question, are you addicted to your cell phone? Are you addicted to your cell phone? You know, I think many of us really are, and it's the addiction that many of us never talk about. It's the addiction that's still not listed in the DSM-5. And you know what? I believe that this addiction has the symptoms and signs of almost any addiction out there, including gambling even. And I think that it needs to be looked upon. You know, right before the break, I was talking about when we have addiction or dependency on our cell phone, it's classified by excessive use, characterized by a loss and sense of time. Like we lose time, right? And I also was talking about how the use of the cell phone, the addiction, the dependency has put some of our relationships and some of our jobs or our job at risk because we're using it all the time. And before I go into offering a few solutions to moderating your cell phone use, I want to talk about two more things, because with any addiction in life, there's tolerance and there's withdrawal. Okay, and so with any addiction, there's tolerance and there's withdrawal. And, you know, there's a need in this situation for the newest cell phone, the best applications, more applications. And you know what that means? Increased use of cell phone use. I mean, and that's another reason. That's another drive behind the drive of the new and the best and the latest and greatest, because we're so addicted to it. Well, if this is good, then what's that? You know, it's like if this drug is potent, then I wonder how potent that drug is. Do you get what I'm saying? Very interesting stuff. Very interesting stuff. But with that tolerance and that increased tolerance, so as you're doing a drug, if you're doing a drug more and more often, usually what happens is there's increased tolerance, so you can do more and more and more and more. And the same amount that used to affect you before doesn't affect you, or the same amount that used to get you high before doesn't get you high, so you got to do more. Okay, you got to do more. You got to increase the dosage. You got to increase the amount of drugs or alcohol or whatever that is to hit that, to get to where you want to go, to have that high. And the same goes for cell phone addiction and dependency. There's a need for the latest, the greatest, more. I need more. I need more. I need more. I need more. And that's what even adds more to this addiction. And then the withdrawal is when your cell phone is broken, your cell phone is missing, the network's not working, whatever that looks like, the cell phone is dead and you don't have a charger, you're in a foreign country and you don't have the plan, so you can't put it on. There's a lot of things that lead to that withdrawal factor, and that withdrawal is so interesting because it causes anger, it causes tension, depression, irritability, even restlessness. And so any time that you have felt the withdrawal because your phone is dead, no charger, network's not working, phone's broken, you've called the Apple geniuses and you have to wait for an appointment and you're climbing the walls because your phone is broken and you're freaking out. I mean, these are all, you know, these are all things that lead to withdrawal. It's the same as not having a drug, calling the drug dealer not answering the phone. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, who am I going to call? Oh my Lord. And in this case, it's the phone. And so the tolerance and the withdrawal is such a big deal. And it's better when we begin to get some sort of moderation. So I'm going to do another show here in the future where I really want to talk about the physical effects of this addiction and the psychological effects of cell phone addiction. But right now, I just want to offer you some information on how you can moderate yourself when it comes to cell phones, right? Tips on moderating yourself so you don't fall into this, but also if you're already there in the addiction, you know, we're going to back it up a little bit. We're going to back it up, you know. I don't think you need to go to rehab for this. I think you can take care of it on your own, but you got to do it due diligently. You got to put it into practice, and you got to create a new way of life when it comes to the cell phone, because what's happened is this phone has, we've got no boundaries with this phone. This phone is everywhere. It's in the bathroom. It's in the shower, if it could be. I guess some of you do have those plastic shower things that you can put your phone in and it doesn't get wet. I've seen that before, and you can still talk on the phone. It's insane in the shower. I've seen that. Definitely don't want one of those. Sorry. And then, you know, in the bed, you got to take it out of the bed. I mean, you got to have some boundaries. So the first thing is to use a timer. You know, a lot of times we don't realize, you know, that's one of the things on the phone is a timer. A timer. We can put a timer on. So like when we go at night, when you got like a few minutes to check social media, put a timer on, whether it's 20, 30 minutes, whatever, even if it's an hour, it's probably better than what you've done in the past. And when that timer goes off, you turn that phone off. When that timer goes off, you get out of all those applications and you go do something else. And I think it works really well. The timer works well. Another thing is to turn your phone off or on airplane mode when you're sleeping. I mean, unless there is a huge emergency, your mom, your dad, your grandma, or grandpa, somebody's in the hospital, whatever, I get it. But if that emergency quotient is out the window and that's not a big deal, turn your phone off. When you're going to bed, turn it off. When you're going to bed, okay, if you don't want to turn it off, put the airplane mode on. Okay, because I do think that it affects sleep, and we'll talk about that in an upcoming show. And, you know, that Wi-Fi and all that stuff, you just don't need to have all this stuff on when you're trying to get good, solid, healthy sleep. When you're trying to get your REM cycle, you're trying to do that, you don't need to have electronics all around your bed, all on. That actually could be aiding and abetting in sleep disturbances, as well as an inability to sleep well. And another option, last but not least, is to be mindful of when you're picking up your phone. You know, often we're not mindful of when we're picking up our phone. We're just picking it up. You know, we're in a group of people. We're out to dinner, and we pick up our phone. Why do we just do that? There's five people that we haven't seen in a long time. We're at a table. We did all this work and effort to come meet each other, okay? We didn't, you know, flake out. We got in the car. We drove over there. We found a parking spot, or we valeted. We came in. You know, we talked to the lady at the front. We got a table. We waited. We did all this work to get there, and then we're going to just get on our phone? And that's something that we need to be aware of, being mindful of when we're picking up our phone, especially when we're with others. Especially when we're with others. Like, why? And that's one of the key things that we need to see, because the more we're picking up our phone, especially even when it's not ringing and it's not dinging, that's an addiction. And we need to be very mindful, and we need to support ourselves in a very healthy way to say, you know what? Okay, I'm going to put the phone down, or better yet, I'm going to keep the phone in my purse, or better yet, I'm going to keep the phone face down so I don't focus on it. When we're mindful, we're golden. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.